calling for landscaping.
Hey, is Lenny in by chance?
Lenny?
Hey, Lenny, this is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good. You're from who and where?
I'm calling from the Bank of Cardiff. We're a private business bank out in San Diego. We had recently extended an offer to you in the business about 2 weeks ago. It was based off some financing you had done with new equipment leasing last year. Is that ringing a bell?
Yeah, kind of. I bought some plows.
Okay. Yeah, the offer we had extended, you know, is based off the good lending history. It was actually a pre-approval for some equipment financing and working capital, and you'd been pre-approved for right around $250K. I just kind of wanted to touch base here with you in the business and just kind of see where things were at and if you had any plans for growth.
Oh, gosh, we've been so busy, I haven't even thought about growing or upgrading some of my equipment.
I guess that's not the worst issue.
Yeah, I hear you. We've just been swamped this summer. I don't know.
Wow.
Is that the sign of the economy turning for us or what the scoop is? But
yeah, I mean, is it you guys been trending upward from last year there, or is it just kind of been pretty consistent?
You know, it's kind of slow for a few years there, you know, when things were quiet, but things are starting to take off, and we've been steady for the last year and a half.
Wow, I'm just a little surprised to hear that here with the election year. A lot of these companies I've been talking to, they've haven't been really wanting to take any risks or anything like that. They've kind of been on a standstill, so it's good to see companies here still growing.
Yeah, normally we're at a slow stop right now, usually between August and September, October, you know, before it snows, and we haven't had that lull like we normally have, so it's been kind of exciting.
Wow. That's good, man. Do you guys have operations during the winter time? Do you guys deal with the snow, or is it just seasonal?
Oh, yeah, no, that's a lot of our business. That's basically our only income in the winter time. We do a little tree work, too, but sometimes the weather's too bad for that. But I've got some big accounts. I do some schools and some shopping malls.
Oh, okay. Are you guys just commercial, or do you residential as well?
No, we do both.
You do both? Okay.
We're about 60 miles from the big lake, so we do get a lot of enhanced snow from the water.
Oh, wow, yeah, you guys are probably dealing. Do you make more money during the winter season then?
No, we don't. No,
it's probably summer's definitely the busy season for you.
It's probably a 60-40 or 70-30 probably.
I see.
30% in the winter, 70 in summertime.
The winter operations, though, isn't that's pretty intensive labor there for you, isn't it?
Yeah, I sub a lot of that. I have some subs that I buy, you know, or I hire. They have their own equipment, so I don't make
more
on the low end, but I don't have all the breakdowns and
I see
all that stuff to deal with either.
I got you. But, I just kind of wanted to touch base and see if you guys had any plans here coming up. You did get pre-approved there for both the equipment and capital. So if you were looking to update some of your equipment, or if, are you guys ever put on like a net 30 or a net 60 for the payout structure there for some of those contracts you have?
No.
It's all pretty much up front with you guys?
As far as our clients go?
Correct.
Yeah, we have a few people that pay us up front, but it's mostly as you go.
I see.
So monthly. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, a bunch of companies recently that we've been working with here in your industry have been using the working capital as just kind of a quick kind of bridge loan to just get them through some time periods where, you know, they're having operations, they have these jobs, they're just not seeing the cash flow just because of payout structures. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't need no operating capital. I've been dragging my feet on equipment, though. I've got some equipment that's starting to cost me some money, and just haven't pulled the trigger on, you know, updating my fleet, so to speak.
I see.
I'm at that point where I've either got to fix some more stuff or get some stuff that's got some warranty on them, you know.
Definitely.
I'm not with it right now, but I could definitely use some upgrading for sure on some of my equipment.
What was it? Yeah, I was going to say, what equipment there were you going to be looking to upgrade?
Well, I've got some miniature skid steers that I've got pretty much wore out. You know, they're 25K a piece.
Mm-hmm.
And I could use a couple better, not new, but some nicer plow trucks if it ever came around. But I don't know how much I want to going to hawk for, you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. And with the equipment financing that we do here, you know, that's kind of been our bread and butter. We've been in business for a little over 14 years, and that's actually the program that we started out with. We didn't introduce working capital until the crash there in 2008, just because it was an easier way for people to get cash there. But equipment's something we've definitely kind of been our bread and butter here since we started. And as far as the approval process goes, we keep the application process here very simple. We're not like your most nationwide banks here where we're going to make you jump through endless amounts of hoops and require just stacks of paperwork. It's really just three things that we look at. It's just a simple one-page application, your most recent tax return, and then 6 months of your most recent bank statements. Once we receive that, I can usually get you an answer in right around 24 hours for what programs and rates you're going to qualify for. And once you get that, the offer's good for 90 days. So if this isn't something you're looking to do this second, but you kind of want to know what purchasing power you can have in your back pocket for when that time comes, it's kind of the perfect way to kind of just get you introduced to us, get you approved, get familiar with the programs, and just kind of have some information there for when it comes time to actually make those purchases. When were you going to be maybe looking to make these upgrades on the equipment?
I was thinking about maybe the first of the year, but like I say, it was just a thought. I haven't wrote anything in stone.
Mm-hmm.
It just is one of those things where I've been so busy, I haven't even really had a chance to sit down and even digest on what I might think about, you know, trading in or selling off or what needs to be replaced, what needs to be fixed. I really haven't sat down and did a real hard look at where are my areas that I really need to focus on. So
I see. Do you maybe have a good email there, Lenny? I could just shoot you the summary of the offer, and it'll have my contact information, and that'll give you some time there to kind of digest what we sent you and maybe figure out there what we might be able to help you out with on the equipment side.
Why don't you do that? I'll give you my email address. And you
can, yeah.
I mean, I can look at it a little closer.
What's a good email there for you?
It's Lenny Eldred, Lenny Eldred.
Okay.
At yahoo.com.
Okay. Yeah, I'll shoot that over and all lowercase. Okay. Yeah, it'll just summarize the offer. It'll have my direct number in there. I'll maybe give you a week or two here to kind of just digest all that and give you some time to maybe brainstorm what you could look at and follow up then and see if there's some stuff in the works we can help you out with.
Sounds good.
All right, Lenny, we'll be in touch.
Your name was what?
Tyler.
Tyler. Okay, thanks for your time, Tyler.
You too. Enjoy the rest of your week.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.